Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it is a brand new Something's Burning Uncut with Michael Rosenbaum and Harlan Williams. We made, if you don't know what this show is, you should know that what this show is, but if you're just getting to it, this is my web series, my YouTube show, Something's Burning. It's a cooking show where I bring in two friends and I cook for them. I have met Harlan before, but we hadn't really talked until this, and I had never met Michael Rosenbaum, although I had been a fan of his because I was a big fan of Smallville, and I did not realize, when I found out he had hair, it blew my fucking mind. But Michael and I have since become friends from not knowing him at all practically, and so I've done his podcast. He has a fantastic podcast, Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. This is what's fascinating about Harlan Williams. Harlan Williams was very specific. When we asked him to do the show, he was very specific about what he wanted to make. He had a very specific sandwich he wanted to make, and he had a certain cocktail that he wanted made. And then we went to shoot the show, and he's like, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat any of that shit.
What?
So we made a sandwich that only me and Michael ate. And Harlan doesn't drink. So we had a cocktail and he didn't even drink or eat the sandwich.
How bizarre.
That's his brain, man. He's a funny fucking dude who just is quirky and interesting. And he's a comic, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy this episode. Birdie Boy World Tour kicks off tonight. We should be right now in Rochester, New York. On the date tomorrow, next week, we are in San Jose, Sacramento, Bakersfield, followed by Indianapolis, Evansville, Louisville, and it keeps going all year. Go to burrburrburr.com. Without further ado, Something's Burning Uncut with Harlan Williams and Michael Rosenbaum.
Hey, it's right there if I forget. These pens are awesome.
I want to take some.
No, because I think I'm on the cusp of getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I took a hit this weekend. I fucked my allergies up.
I took a vape pen hit this week.
But I love those. They vibrate when you have like 2 milligrams.
Yeah, just enough.
And so you can't, you're like, you
can't OD.
You hit it and it vibrates and tells you that's enough for you.
Really?
Vibrators.
And they've got some that are, and they name them after what you're going to feel like on them. So one's sleep, one's euphoria.
One's passion.
Yeah.
Where do you get them?
You get them at the
Med store. It's called Med Men, like Mad Men.
Is that near our house?
I can get you one. I'll get you a calm pen. One just calm. It'll chill you.
No, I don't want euphoria, bro. What do I want calm for? That's right. Maybe I should go look at the sea if I want to.
Maybe you should calm down.
You should calm your clam
pole. Maybe you should calm Callaway.
Maybe you should def calm 7.
Maybe you should call your mom.
Oh,
psh. Mom.
Ready when you are, Bert.
Well, I'll be ready when you guys shut the fuck up back there.
Jesus.
Hey, Russell?
Yo, quiet on set.
Yeah, zip it, lock it, stick it in your pocket. Hey, guys, another episode of Something's Burning, the feather in the cap to the All Things Comedy brand. Bill Burr developed the brand. I stole it from him and took off fucking running. And that's going to happen when my Netflix special airs. And Bill called it. He was like, Burt, you're so much fucking funnier than me. My guest today, Michael Rosenbaum, Harlan Williams. Here's my question that I start off right with. Now, Michael, how old do you think you were when you did Smallville?
Ooh.
Because I heard you on an interview incorrectly telling everyone how old you thought you were. Because I remember Smallville so fucking much.
How old was my character supposed to be, or how old was I as an actor?
You were supposed to be in high school, right?
No, I had graduated high school, but I was still hanging out with a kid from high school. Tom, Superman, Clark, you didn't watch the show. Thanks, Harlan. But I was a 28-year-old, 27-year-old playing maybe a 19-year-old.
Oh, you were. It's because I saw you in an interview say you were like 25, and I was like, no, you weren't. I literally was watching an interview. I go, you're wrong. Like, almost got, because I go, I know where I was when I found you, and I know how old I was.
I'm glad you watched that show.
I love that.
What a treat.
It's the first prequel show I'd ever seen. I'd never seen a prequel type show. Like, it blew my mind. I'm in the intelligence window of Hollywood that doesn't know Bruce Willis is dead in the movie until like a minute later. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's dead? I'd never heard of a prequel ever.
Ask my best friend if he's ever seen Smallville.
Harland, have you ever seen Smallville?
No, that's not my best friend. Camera guy, I'm on. Actually,
Harland, do you remember the first time we met?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
When do you think it was?
I know it was in Minnesota at the Arby's drive-thru at 3 in the morning. We did a drive-by, and they were just closing. And we said, no way, we're going to eat. Give us the cheddar cheese roast beef mofos. Remember we put a gun in the window?
Yeah.
And we got served, and we sat in the parking lot. Yeah, how do I forget that, bro?
The first time we met, it was right around when Smallville was out. Mm. It was on a show called The X Show. I was the host of it. And you came in to do it. You had a tape like 6 in the morning, and I went back to do my pre-interview with you. And I went to knock on the door, and the door opened, and you said, I knew you'd be there. And I went, hi. I go, I'm Bert. And you go, oh, I used to be a lumberjack. Just ask me that. And you shut the door. And I went, holy shit. And then we went out on stage, and I started to do the interview, and you took off running and murdered it, right? It was just all stream of consciousness, and then you get up, you leave, and one of the old school, like hard, like grip guys, one of those grizzled guys, walks on stage to go get his shit, and he goes, that's how it's fucking done. It was, yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Why are you so rude?
Was I rude?
No, you're just funny. It was, you were in a lumberjack jacket. I used to be a lumberjack.
Oh, yeah.
Did you used to be a lumberjack?
I did, yeah.
For real?
For real, yeah.
In Canada?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
You guys are both like, kind of like Midwest types, like Canada and
Indiana.
Yeah.
The only Jew. I was shocked.
The only Jew that what?
The only Jew in Indiana.
Yeah.
There was one of them. There was another Jew down the street. I remember their baby died. It was sad as hell. Sorry for bringing the thing down, but I just remembered it. Just came to my mind, thought I'd tell you. But yeah, God bless baby Hillary.
I love that interview you did with, I don't know who the kid is, but I know who his brother is. His brother's from Austin and Alley.
Riker Lynch. They're the brother and sister band R5.
Yeah, that was a great fucking interview. Like I watched it and I was like, it was phenomenal. But I loved your story about how you weren't really popular in high school, and then you did a scene and everyone came up and they're like, great job.
Yeah, it was the first time I did a play or something, and I remember they just nobody ever talked to me, and then I was walking down the hallway and the popular kid goes, hey, you're pretty funny, man.
Whoa.
I was like, oh my God.
What was the play? Fiddler on the Roof?
Grease. He played Vince Fontaine.
Dude, he watches the interviews, man.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
You do your homework, Bert.
I was obsessed with you. Obsessed. When I found out you had hair.
Come on.
And I hate saying this because I know people say.
I'm not going to blow.
We should have really committed to that.
Yeah, I would have.
30 minutes of me like this going, hold on, let me make the sandwich.
Just talking to Harlan while I blow. Yeah, that'd be great.
I was obsessed when I found out you had hair.
Were you upset about it?
At first, I thought, this is how stupid I am. I was like, oh, he must have gotten plugs or something. That can't be his real hair. Because I was like, there's no way he had real hair. You looked so bald.
Dude, people still harass me online. They're like, I don't like you with hair. Why do you have hair?
Yeah, it's
you should be Lex Luthor for the rest of your life.
No, he's got good hair. That's
you
real.
Both have great
real.
Hair.
Go ahead, grab it, Bert.
Can I just
have it? What if you just took a chunk of hair out of me?
Today, we are making the Kiss My Greasy Ass Sandwich, requested by you, Harlan.
Lick My Greasy Ass.
Lick My Greasy Ass Sandwich.
Yeah.
No, why did you pick this?
It's a recipe. I sometimes when you develop your own recipe, you're proud of it. So this is one I spent years.
You developed this.
I created it. Lick My Greasy Ass. It's delicious.
Are you aware of what's in
it? I had it once.
Yeah.
For real?
We went to Burning Man together, and he made me a Lick My Greasy Arse.
It's really good. You're going to like it.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're comfortable with me making it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to make it.
Where did you find? Is this like a...
It's just something, you know, I experimented a lot in the kitchen, and it finally just kind of almost fell in my lap. I was fooling around with some ingredients. And,
okay, hold on. For those of you watching, one of the ingredients is tongue.
Yeah, that's the lick part.
Where does the tongue come from?
A cow.
A mouth, I think.
Cow tongue.
Yeah, lick. Greasy is the bacon, and ass is the round steak. That's the back end of a cow. Lick My Greasy Ass.
That's fucking fantastic. Well, let's start off with cocktails first. I got this great... Is this your recipe for the cocktails, too?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So this is all requested by you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
It doesn't have any shellfish in it, does it?
No.
Are you allergic to shellfish?
It's very giving.
Yeah. Wait, what's Burning Man like? Are you married?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not married. I went with him, but he won't ever invite me again. Don't ask why.
What's Burning Man like?
Burning Man was, it changed my life. My dog was, oh my God, it looks like a dick. It's not even a fucking, is that a tongue?
Tongue, bro.
Dude, you're not eating that.
Dude, I'm not eating it. I'm cooking it for you guys.
We gotta peel the outer membrane off of it.
Anyway, he invited me to Burning Man, and I finally went with him. My dog was going blind, and he says it's a very spiritual thing, and we took an RV there, and...
What's the rule with shitting in an RV, Harland?
Pardon me?
What's the rule with shitting in RVs?
There is no rule, because he did it every 30 minutes.
For real?
That's why he hasn't been invited back.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's got a shitter. You have a shitter in the RV. Yeah. You're going to shit.
Why would they put a toilet seat on it if you're supposed to shit?
Because he would do it with the door open talking to me. And when you're in a,
did you
RV, it's as big as this table.
Yeah, I had an older half-brother, a younger half-brother.
If you have brothers, I feel like you can shit in front of people and talk to them.
Yeah, but he ain't my brother.
Yeah, but let me tell you, he's heavy. He ain't my brother.
Yeah.
But he never, ever once told me not to do it. If you just said, don't shit with the door open, I would have fucking listened to you, though.
Every day I did.
No, you didn't. You just didn't invite me back.
I don't own Burning Man. You can go back.
Yeah, but in your RV.
So wait, what do you do at Burning Man if you're not single? You just, you're like...
Burn, man.
You just run around and be crazy.
I thought Burning Man was all about just, like, fucking hippie chicks.
No, it's a spiritual release.
Have you ever done Molly's?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Of course.
Yeah, I had never done that before, but I gave in.
You did Molly?
You didn't do it, right?
I won't do that.
Nah, he won't do it. But I did it. I experimented, and it changed my life.
Whoa.
3 days in a row. I don't do drugs, but I did. I was like Molly Thringwald on that shit, man. three days in a row, and it was... You know what it was? I was 10:30 at night. I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed. Night one at Burning Man. And then all of a sudden, Harlan's like, not Harlan, Dan, not Harlan. Dan, my friend Dan's like, dude, you got it.
What's going on? But tell me more about Dan. So Dan wakes you up and he's like,
what? He's like, hey, man.
How did his voice get that high? Did you hear?
How did you get that high?
But Dan, keep going.
Harlan's like, you know, Harlan's not doing any drugs, man. But Harlan's like, hey, bud, you know you're at Burning Man, brother. You got to experiment, buddy. Take a Molly. And it's 10:30. I'm like, I don't want to.
Dan.
No, but you said it. Even though you didn't do drugs, you wanted me to do it.
Oh, I didn't. Well, Dan did.
All right, Dan. And then they're like, you know, just try it. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to have a bad trip. No, bud, you don't trip on this shit. And so finally, I took one.
Yeah.
And I remember it didn't make me trip out. It just made me feel really good. It gave me the energy, Bert, to carry on.
It's amazing. It really is amazing drug.
Yeah, you don't want to do it a lot. It's not a good drug. It's a good drug.
I knew a dude who did it a lot, and his eyes started, like, cockeyed.
Yeah, not good. It takes a while to get rebound.
Yeah. Have you done coke?
Have I done coke? Yeah, but I have bad allergies, you know, sinuses, so it locks up the next day. I just don't feel like
I feel like I'm going to die the next day. I'll never do coke.
You probably do a lot of coke when you do it.
No, I mean, when I did it? Yeah, that's the point.
I mean, you really powdered your nose.
Yeah, I got in there. I joined the team.
Yeah, you're like, you're a guy, a guy's guy.
I felt, when I grew up in Florida, if someone brought out coke and offered you some, it was rude to say no.
Mm.
Like, you're like, oh no, I'm going to go tell on people. Hey, where's the coconut milk? Oh, yeah. How old were you when you first smoked pot?
Probably 19, 18.
18, yeah.
18, I wish I was that. I was like fucking 13.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And
you probably got laid early too, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
17, and I didn't do it right.
18, yeah. How old were you when you
what?
Got, you know, the old...
don't touch the ingredients with your bare hands.
Is that a real sink?
It is a real sink. Wait, how old were you when you lost your virginity, Harlan?
I haven't yet. I'm holding up.
Yeah, right. Canadians bang at like 8.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, if you're going to make fun of it.
No, I love Canadians. I'm just saying you guys have sex earlier than
but
we
the
do.
The fact that I've held off, I don't want you guys to make me feel singled out.
No, a lot of guys wait until the 50s.
Yeah.
To have sex.
I thought I'd do it on my deathbed and just be like a graveyard.
Mash,
yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Bring her in.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? Just your last dying breath is in ecstasy. That's what I want to do.
That would be good.
Your last words are, I'm coming and going.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we are making this cocktail. It is a
palate cleanser, the homemade Dole Whip cocktail. It is frozen apples, frozen pineapple, frozen bananas, 6 ounces of vodka, and then we stream in coconut. It should be like an orange whip.
Yeah, make it nice orange and whippy.
Whip. You know that orange whip's from?
Yep.
What?
16 Candles.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Blues Brothers.
Oh. Orange whips? Orange whips?
Three orange whips.
Yep, three orange whips.
Yeah. That's you thinking Bueller? Bueller?
No.
You're thinking Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I'm going to guess 6 ounces. Oh, I guess I got this right here. Why wouldn't I just use this? Fuck it.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the parking outside, Bert.
Is it bad parking?
No, it was great. We parked by a homeless cart.
I got to took an Uber here because I knew I would be drinking.
You did?
And the Uber guy, I was watching him on my phone, and he got lost going to my house. I go, hey, man, I'm the other direction. He goes, oh, you are? I say, yeah, don't you have directions to my house? He goes, my phone. Sorry, I'll be back. I did not realize that would continue once I was in the car with him. That those bad directions that he was at, that was his thing. He did it the whole ride here, and we got lost as shit on our way here.
But you didn't tip him, did you?
Of course I did.
Yeah, you gotta tip
him. That's what sucks. If you're kind of recognizable, you always have to tip. You can't ever just be an asshole.
Don't forget to say the name of the drink that I created.
This is called the Palate Cleanser.
Yeah.
That's it? That's the name?
Yeah.
After you came out with ass tongue scratch, you got...
Lick my greasy ass and Palate Cleanser.
And the Palate Cleanser.
Yeah.
Smoothie.
I guess I was hoping for something.
Well, let me taste it.
And then we stream in coconut.
Yeah, pour a lot of that in. A little more. There you go.
Good?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
This looks fucking awesome, by the
way. Yeah, they're delicious. I can't drink them. I'm allergic to bananas, but you guys are going to love it.
You're allergic to bananas?
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Who's allergic to bananas?
I am.
Why would you make us a drink that you can't drink?
Because I used to be able to drink it before I knew I was allergic, but I wanted you guys to enjoy it.
You can't shit with the door open. You can't drink
a
drink you name.
Let me taste this.
This looks good.
Isn't that fun?
This is the first time I've ever made a legit cocktail on the show.
Yeah,
diarrhea for sure.
And you can what you do is you just take the vodka and you do a little swirl on the top.
A little floater?
You do a little swirl on the acid from the banana. See how it burns in like that?
I don't think this is an accurate drink.
Yeah.
Is this a real drink?
Yeah, man.
Swear to God.
Dude, unbelievable.
Swear to God.
You don't want to try some?
I would, but I'm allergic
to
bananas.
He's not swearing to God, dude. He's not swearing to God.
You don't. You have to drink.
All right, I kind of want to do that, too.
Yeah,
well,
what the fuck?
Stab it if you have to.
Hey,
but
hey, cheers to Harlan's life.
Cheers. Harlan. Enjoy. Have a fun with that one, guys.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Right?
It's not bad at all.
You know what? It's. I feel like I'm on Cabo.
Well, this is actually really good.
I'm going to mix it, though. You're an idiot.
First time I ever had a
really strong
pina colada was also the first time I ever had a Xanax. Coincidentally, same time I'd ever drank on Xanax, and it was maybe my favorite afternoon of my life.
Was it the first time you'd ever been high in the rain?
No. It was on, you know those bars outside on the Upper West Side that are on the
Do
water?
I? The Rusty Sideburn and the Upside Down Starfish?
Yeah, you've been there.
I've been there. How about Danny's Got Some Sourdough? Have you been to that bar?
No, what is it?
You'll see.
I don't believe any of these things you've created today.
You've never been to Danny's Got Some Sourdough? On 14th and 12th, where 15th crosses 9th?
14th and 12th. It's impossible.
It 14th
and 12th, 9th. Even
yeah. 14th Maybe 14th and Crescent.
I think that's in the middle of the river.
Oh, you can... Well, what are you doing? You know
I was gonna
just cut the base off, and then you just use the tongue. No, like this part.
Do you want to do this?
No, you have to do it because you're the chef.
It's this.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, like this.
Cut the tongue, and that's the only part you cook right there, the tip.
Man, you are really grabbing onto a tongue. That is a fucking tongue.
It really feels like it,
right? You can feel the taste buds. What do I do with this thing?
That
just
goes
get rid of
in
it?
The garbage, or if there's a cat in your neighborhood, or a saber-toothed cat even, that would be nice.
Are you going to eat this, too?
I'm allergic to tongue, but no, you don't. You cook it in the husk.
You got to take the husk off.
No, whose recipe is it?
No, I'm afraid that you're not eating it, so that's why I'm concerned.
All right, if you want to de-husk it, you can de-husk it.
It says to de-husk it in the notes.
Go ahead.
It's fucking disgusting to touch. It is just like touching
it. How do you
de-husk it? Feel it.
How do you de-husk? Oh, my God.
You cut it in the middle and then peel it back.
Have you done this?
Yeah, it's my recipe.
Well, why don't we give it to you and you do it?
I wanted Bert to learn it.
Here, I think you gotta skin the tongue.
There you go.
I don't want to touch my face with it.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're really doing it.
Yeah, you got it. I think you gotta. Do you have pliers? How do you get the taste buds off? Jesus Christ, Harlan.
Be careful though, buddy.
Yeah, don't point the knife.
Fuck. Are you serious? This is so creepy.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's like stripping a just glued condom
pretend
off.
Pretend you're.
Right?
Of a corpse.
Yeah.
Pretend corpse you're getting dick. Out of a Walmart sleeping bag. That's enough. I think you got...
You didn't do anything.
Well, that's enough. The flavors will bubble through.
You gotta, oh, it's stuck on my finger.
Oh, my God. It's licking you.
Oh, I think you got to take this husk...
Yeah, cut the side sole off.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's just cut it.
Just be careful, Bert.
Oh, it's like you're...
Yeah, oh, skin God. The tongue.
Oh, fuck.
Save the tongue.
Do you have anything heating up or anything?
No, I'm just fucking... Fired
up.
Why don't you guys tell me about Sorority Boys, okay?
Oh, that was... I like to call that one a movie that we both... that Rosen bombed.
I loved it. I saw it at the movie theaters.
No, I loved it, but it bombed in the theaters. You were the one person who saw it. Yeah, it didn't do well, but I remember they... we were out of town filming something else, and they got a theater for us, and we watched it. We had a six-pack of beers. And
Heineken's.
Yep.
Yeah?
But, yeah, the movie didn't do well.
Do you still talk to the third guy?
Yeah, Barry. We just did, on my podcast, we just had a little conversation. It was fun. It was a nice little reunion.
Looks like a shoe, a baby shoe.
It does. It looks like a hold that up, Bird. It looks like
a baby, a meat baby shoe.
It does look like a baby. Yeah.
It's a baby shoe made of meat.
Oh, my God. So, what about the movie you just did, the movie you just directed?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, bro.
Back in the day, yeah, it was a little independent raunchy comedy with Nick Swartzen.
You love it.
Funny.
Tell the Harlan, female lead.
Marina Baccarin.
My wife knew her in New York.
Deadpool, one of the nicest.
She's from Deadpool.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time I'm going, who is this chick? And my wife goes, oh, you've met her. I knew her in New York. We were in acting class in New York. I was like, I've never met this chick.
Yeah.
That's Marina.
She
Baccarin.
Is phenomenal.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You like her, huh?
Yeah. God, she is beautiful.
You ever had a fling with her or anything?
No.
You will.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. She was great. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. We shot in Indiana for like a month.
Remember? You used the actual name of your high school.
We did. And then we show a dick in the movie, a limp penis, and they didn't like that at all. I think the guy got fired. He was a principal.
No, you guys have a master class on handing farts and burps.
Yeah, it's called the Garvin. You know that there's this guy, George Garvin, and he used to like roll the ball, basketball, off his fingers. So you just want to roll it right off there, right there in the catfish.
And my hands are covered in fucking tongue. That's how I catch that. I did that to my daughters one time. I farted in a McDonald's cup, and I put my hand on it. This was when they were young. I was like, girls, I just caught a fairy, and they're like, shut up. I was like, no, take a look. And then they looked and they're like, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And then, my wife.
I love that stuff. That stuff to me is really funny. I don't think Harlan likes
it. Fairy? Shit, fairy.
I like farting.
Yeah. No, you do it all the time.
You like it?
Everyone does.
Okay, this tongue is pretty peeled.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I remember my mom once, she was in the car and she was just rammering, you know, just talking about something, being real mean to me in high school.
Yeah.
And I was driving and I just rolled up the windows and I put them on lock. Oh. And I put the heat on and I just fucking grabbed one off my ass and just threw it at her. And she went, she was livid. She was punching me as hard as she could. You're a fucking animal. You're a fucking disgusting thing. But I would not open those windows.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
To your mom?
Fuck yeah, she deserved it.
Oh, the oven's on.
What the hell did I just do? Unlock.
You bought a Kenny Roasters oven.
Do I need to need it on fuel lock? I need it on fuel lock? It's on unlock. It's not moving.
Kenny G. Roasters.
Okay, it's on unlock. There we go. Yeah, I'm good,
It's George Foreman, not Kenny Roasters.
Wait, what did I just miss? Yeah. Take my necklace off.
Oh my God, Kenny! I thought it was a Kenny Roasters.
Kenny
grill.
Rogers Roasters.
Okay. All right. So this sandwich has bacon.
Bacon.
And that's the.
That's the round steak. This is like ass. This is like comes off the ass of a cow. There's a chart over there, Bert. If you want to pull it up, we can show people.
Oh.
I can hold it up to the camera for them.
Oh God.
So this is the round steak, which is code for ass. And that's that. So we got lick the tongue, greasy the bacon, and ass. And for those of you at home cooking along with us, lick my greasy ass.
Give me that. Just put it there.
Okay.
Hey, Harlan, didn't you move to Denver to do radio for a period of time?
No, I did radio, but I did it from my house.
But it aired in Denver, right?
They bought me all the equipment for the studio, and I did it in my house. Yeah, it was awesome. But I was the drive-home radio guy in Denver, and I was doing it in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, I thought you were in Denver.
That's what you call a bait and switch, bro. You ever do one of those?
Yeah, like with my wife. I was 186 pounds when she met me.
Oh, really?
Man. Yeah, I looked fucking good. And like, I looked like you, actually, a lot.
You look good.
You bait and switched your life.
You are who you are. If you're a little overweight, great. You're a funny guy. You're charming. You probably got a big hog on you.
My wife the other day got out of giving me blowjobs with the most genius out ever.
What was it?
I can't. Your dick's too big.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was like, well, okay, okay, I'll do that one.
Still made your day.
Yeah. Wow. It's not. It's definitely not. But I was like, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough problem.
You guys ever get roadhead before?
In a car?
I had never... Oh, my God. What was that?
I never knew burps smelled.
Yeah, that one did. That was like the ass of a barbarian.
Wait. Let's go back to roadhead. You can throw up.
Ass of a barbarian. What does that even mean?
How do you think would you slice tongue? I guess in like...
No, you do it the whole thing. Or if you want to do it, you can slice it up.
We're splitting the tongue three-way.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, then I would cut it right down the middle. Like
this?
No, like a shoe. Hold it up like a shoe, yeah.
Like and then cut like this?
Yeah, three, like Neapolitan ice cream, yeah.
You've never even done this.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Lick my greasy
I'm going to do this. I got this, Harlan. I'm going to cut it into thin slices.
Yeah, okay.
So we can feather it on the... Oh, this is going to be... I bet this is going to be really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You guys
but let me ask you a serious question, because I would take a bite. Is it, like, has it been in the... Has it been refrigerated?
Yeah, I boiled it, and it's been in the refrigerator ever since I boiled it.
So we wouldn't get sick. Really we wouldn't get sick.
I don't think so.
So you're a real cook.
Nah.
All right.
You ever get tongue tacos?
Tongue-tied, but not tongue tacos.
Are you good at auditioning?
No. I never care so much because I always think I'm not going to get it. They're going to go with some better-looking dude or somebody.
What's a part that you auditioned for that you didn't get that would turn into like a massive movie?
Not big ones. Like, I think, what was the one with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting, that was one.
Wait, what did you do?
I auditioned for Ben Affleck's brother, that he got the role. And I was down to the wire, and then they go, oh, they gave it to this guy named Casey Affleck. I'm like, wait, you mean the guy who wrote its brother?
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Oh, what else did I audition for? Some big ones.
Philadelphia?
No, not that one. No, I didn't audition for Philadelphia. There's some other big ones.
You look like you should have.
Harlan, you had...
Band of Brothers.
Are you serious?
I hung out with Tom Hanks a couple times. Didn't get it, though.
What about Black Hawk Down? You had to audition for
that. I did. Met with Ridley Scott for that. Didn't get that one either.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. Like, it's the experience.
Yeah.
Of auditioning?
You've met with big people.
You've had every great steel-seeming movie moment in comedies.
I have?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You've been in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Half-baked.
Half-baked.
Oh. Back in the day.
What was the one where you getting fucked in the ass?
Every one of them.
Bust a Nut in Grandma's Butt.
Yep, that's one.
That was a good one.
God damn it. Where are tongs?
That was predictable, though.
Yeah.
Do we have tongs?
I'm wearing one right now. Ooh, that's some good bacon right there.
I think I'm getting close to burning it.
That smells good. That smells really good.
I think you will eat this.
Well, I would, but I'm allergic to tongue, but you guys are going to love it.
It's a lie. It's a goddamn lie.
Dumb and Dumber was a fucking big one.
That was
fun. Do you know Jim Carrey from Canada?
I didn't meet Jim until I came down to the U.S. He started in the same club as I did in Canada, in Toronto.
Oh, for real?
But he had left before I started doing stand-up. He had left.
But you guys were buddies.
Well, I didn't become buddies with him till I got down here. I didn't even meet him till I got to the U.S.
For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do people still ask you to quote lines like,
yeah. Sipping a little?
Do they?
Grandpa's yeah. Cuss.
Always.
Always.
Do you yeah. Do it?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, would you do that line with the pumpkin line that he says in Dumb and Dumber?
Would so, I do it now?
Yeah, you drinking out of campus.
You do it.
You yeah. Are.
That's the thing. Everyone does it better than me. I see people do it, and it's like, I think that was better than
you
I
think
could
this have. Is
get the hell out of here. Yeah.
You think this is a...
That's
and if you
perfect.
Don't like it, will you say in the next minute for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect, Bert. That's
it
a
is?
Good amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we don't need the rest of this talk.
You don't need the rest. And you might want to just do the same filleting of the ass meat.
Okay.
Or the round steak. Sorry.
I feel like I should cook more bacon because I feel like I overcooked this.
Yeah,
a
that's
bit.
A bit.
No, no, I like really crispy bacon.
You do?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so give me like, you know how like in life, sometimes you get those like moments where you're like, I can't believe this is what I fucking do for a living.
Yeah.
Give me one of those from Smallville where you're like, they're saying, okay, I'm going to need to do this. And part of you is like, I trained to be a fucking actor. And then you're like, but now I got to be like those moments where you're like, ah.
Psyching yourself into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had a lot of those moments because I've been a pretty big dork and I was a lame-o in high school.
I still can't fucking believe that.
So imagine like getting cast as like a villain who's really smart, which I really wasn't. Like, guy who owns suits, which I really didn't. Guy who was like a, you know,
yeah.
So villainous. So I got the part. I was like, there's no way they're going to fire me in the pilot. They're going to fire me afterwards. Oh, they're going to see me.
Has been my biggest fear.
I thought
in this
that's what's going to happen. You I swear to God.
Bart?
I've never been fired.
I was fired once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, tell me about it. Pilot?
Well, I was just going to tell you about the other moment.
Do that first.
Well, the other moment was just, I remember just like, you do these moments. Remember Tim Roth in Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Remember when he looks in the mirror and he's like, you're fucking money. They don't know you're a you know, the fucking intense thing.
Yeah.
I remember just being in my, I was 27 years old, you know? Guy breathes all over me. And I just remember going, hey, you were paid to do this. You came here to do this, man. It was in my head, you know?
That was Jack Nicholson.
You came here to do this, man. Wendy.
How about John Malkovich? Have you seen this guy's John Malkovich? Nobody does Malkovich but this guy.
I don't even do a Malkovich.
Let me hear Malkovich.
It's great,
all right,
bro.
Clint Eastwood's on the phone with him in the line of fire, and he says, Clint Eastwood says, you have a rendezvous with my asshole, motherfucker. And Malkovich says, no, what you couldn't possibly know, Frank, is that they sent my friend, my comrade in arms to my home to kill me. I never lied to you, Frank, and I never will.
Nice.
I haven't done it in a while.
Lick my greasy Malkovich right
there. Wait, can you do Kevin Spacey?
Oh, yeah, bro.
No, listen.
I guess that's a bad one to do now.
No, he can
do
it.
No, I mean, you know, it's too much sizzle. You're not going to hear it. No, you know, no.
All right, now.
No. Yeah. Shit, now, what does he say? He says, no, listen to me. Now, Harlan, you're going to eat this fucking ass tongue, and you're going to do it right. No, goddammit. Look at me. Look at me, you motherfucker. I'm telling you that, I don't know, something
that's a good one. That's a good one, right?
The quieter you are, the better. So if you, like, listen to me doing this thing like this. And he always talks like this. And everything's like this.
Yeah. And he always looks down the way you did. Yeah. Like you were always looking down.
Yeah, he'd come over sometimes to get me high. Back in the day. Yeah, I did a couple movies with him, so my friend and
Kevin
I was
Spacey?
Like... Kevin Spacey? He's like, hey, Rosenbaum, what's up? Like, not much. He goes, wanna get high? Sure. Come over and get my friend Roger and I stoned. He was awesome.
That's awesome.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, he was always really cool to me, and he never hit on me. I mean, I know you think like... He was always... I never saw that side of him.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a cool guy to be buddies with.
Who's the biggest...
Hey, I'm just saying my experience...
Wait, who's the biggest movie star you've ever met?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God. I worked with De Niro.
For real?
Yeah.
When did you work with De Niro?
What's that movie? Wag the Dog.
I worked
with Dustin Hoffman and De Niro, Bruce Willis, Richard Dreyfuss.
Rodney Holy Dangerfield?
Crap. You met Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
He was best
friends
with him,
I did a movie with him, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was my buddy at the
end. Dude.
What's that? What's he like? Give me a good New Orleans.
Let's do a conversation, like maybe you talk to him. Well, let's say
I'll interview you and you'll be him.
All right.
Okay?
Hey, Harlan, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Rodney.
Hey, you're funny. I saw you in that movie. Doing the neck thing. It's great, I tell you. Huh, Bert? Have you seen it?
Well, listen, I hear you've been having some issues with your wife, Rodney.
I tell you, I can't get any respect with my wife, huh?
Huh? What's going on?
I'll tell you what. She told me to take out the trash the other day. I said, hey, you cooked it, you take it out, huh? All right.
Wow. Holy crap.
What else is going on, Rodney?
I tell you what, my wife is cooking so bad, the flies chipped in to fix the screen door, I tell you. Can't get any respect around here.
Well, how's the love life? Everything okay in the bedroom,
Rodney?
I'll
tell you, Holland, I don't know.
That's awesome.
He's great. No one knows he does all these impressions.
Yeah, I didn't know you did any impressions. You're doing stand-up now.
He got me into it. I opened for him one night. That was scary as shit, but I started doing it. Yeah, I like it, but, you know, I started thinking, man, the life is so hard what you guys do.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. You guys go to, like, Cleveland for five shows and like three nights, and then
I heard you saying that in an interview. You were like, I don't know if I could do that, and then I started going, it's my fucking life. That's
all
I do.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't know.
He was great at it. He was great.
But I don't, I mean, I respect comedians so much, stand up so much, because it's so fucking hard, man. It's like, you know, and it's gotta be hard on the kids, right?
Yeah.
Probably why you didn't get the blowjob.
I remember Chris Hardwick said to me, he goes, he's like, how can you do that? How can you have kids and then also be a comedian? And go on the road. And I was like, they're like guys in the military that go for 2 years over to Afghanistan. Like, it's not that bad. But I don't know. I guess, you know, my kids don't know any different.
Yeah. But it just seems like, you know, I don't know. You go to these little towns, right? And it's probably, you know,
I play in big cities, guy.
Ow, fuck me.
Well, you just got whippersnapped.
Yeah.
You got bacon.
This bacon's better.
Dude, grease will fucking burn.
Hey, should I cook the, tongue?
Grease.
Should I cook the...
Yeah, sizzle it up.
In the bacon?
In the bacon. You have to put it in the fat, yeah.
Okay, all right,
done. It cooks faster.
Yeah, okay, bacon. Here we go.
Sizzle it up.
Dude, I love this. This is delicious bacon. What kind of bacon is this?
Turn it down just a bit. You don't want to sizzle it as hard. I think you turned it right off there, but that's okay.
Did I?
It'll get there. There now. Okay, it's right back where it was. it's all right. We'll get there.
You put all this tongue in there.
Oh, the guy uses a scallop knife to open a beer.
Hey, Bert, I know you get a lot on your mind right now, but can you help me open this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, here.
Oh, thanks.
I think you can do it like
Jesus
this.
Christ. Dude, you're a real man, dude. You could, like, bust open a bottle cap.
I learned that in Russia.
Dude, you like Coronas, too?
I like everything. You know what I just had this weekend? Sour beer. Have you ever had sour beer?
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. It tastes like, I love it.
I've never had sour beer.
It's easy to make, too. You just leave it in the fridge past its expiration point, and it's delicious.
It's a little different than that, but yeah.
Oh.
Hold on, do you have kids?
We best not talk about that. they're out there, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we skip over my kids?
Yep. Do you have kids? You don't have any kids.
No. You
think you'll ever have
kids? I like how he looks at me and goes, you don't have kids.
No, but you're so much, I didn't think you would be 45.
Six.
You're 46?
Yeah, I'm 46.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, though, so I guess I was right. All right, so I want to fry this up. Now I got to cut
this
up.
That's almost done, by the way. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want the tongue crispy. You want the tongue moist. And almost like when you're eating it, it feels like it's licking your French, kissing your own mouth with your...
Okay.
This bacon is so delicious.
Yeah, let's save some. We need to make the sandwiches. I should have cut the fucking meat already, shouldn't I, Harlan?
I should have done it for you. Now I feel bad, but...
It's okay.
Cut the ass cheek.
And we just cut it... Like this, I'm guessing?
Let me move this just because it's not pretty in the shot.
Just threw a box of grease.
Yeah, just nice, thin ass slices.
I like how we do nothing.
No, well, this is the job. Is I bring you here so I can cook for you.
I really appreciate that.
No, I'm a huge fan.
I feel bad about your wife not giving you a roadhead, though.
Oh, yeah, I would now never get roadhead. I'm taking her to Paris. Have you been to Paris?
Yeah, once.
What'd you do there?
I saw someone's grave.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
Oh, you love Morrison. Do you do his voice? Do you do Morrison?
How many people are... No, I don't know. How many people are really... I don't know. Remember that? That was in The Doors.
Isn't that the guy from Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, wait. Is Bert cooking this cow arse again? Hey, Bert, that's enough meat to fucking...
That's good, Bert.
All right, we good?
Yeah, that's all the ass you need.
I don't know. Is that enough ass?
Yeah. You don't want to overdo it with the ass. You don't want the ass to overpower the tongue flavor.
You don't want to probably overcook this.
You don't want to overcook the ass, and if the ass is too strong, it overpowers the bacon. So you.
I'm sweating aggressively.
Yeah.
What else goes on this? Meat, onions, pickles, mayos, horseradish?
No, it's just the lick my greasy ass. It's bacon, tongue, and ass.
Okay. I might put mayonnaise on mine just to help get it down.
You want to ruin it.
Or I won't do it.
Let me ask you a quick question. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Is this a real meal?
Dude, yes. What do you think? There's three prime meats there. You got tongue, bacon, and ass.
And that's it? You just put the tongue, bacon, and ass together?
On bread, on delicious sourdough bread.
I got sourdough right here.
Yeah.
Here, do you want to slice these up for me?
Yeah, Michael likes to slice.
Here, do we have another knife? Serrated.
Here. There you go.
Maybe we should get plates too.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, where are plates?
Oh, don't cut towards yourself. Cut that way.
Coming from a guy who does nothing.
By the way, I have nothing but raw meat all over my hands. Here you go.
You're not supposed to do this either?
No.
Well, how would you cut that then?
You put it on the cutting board. There's a big thing in front of
you. Yeah, but if you're going this way.
Whatever. So you're saying Ted Bundy.
All right, like that.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never seen anybody cut bread like a pansy like this.
Well, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Okay.
Just cut two, because I can't eat.
Hey, how many people have ever said, Jesus Christer?
Yeah.
I've never heard it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, can we make that your new thing?
Yeah. Jesus Christer.
Jesus Christer.
You've never had that, even in high school?
No. Dude. No one calls me. I never got.
We just gave him a new
came
one.
Up with a. We would have. Look, let's come up with a bunch of Christers.
Yeah.
Did a girl ever had a Christ on you?
No.
Christer test dummies.
I used to get Christ.
Did you ever drink a Chrysler?
You ever drink a bottle of orange Christer?
Do you ever meet Paul Christer?
All right, I think the steak's done.
Yeah, that's right. That's not steak, that's ass, by the way. That's some sweet deep fried ass right there.
You ready to make these sandwiches?
Yeah, go for it, guys.
Wait, are you really not eating one?
I'm actually allergic to tongue, so I'm a vegan. When I came up with this dish, I was still eating meat, but I've been a vegan for years.
I love how camera friendly you are. Like, that will block the
let's
shot.
Let's put this down. Here.
We won't eat anything.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to eat some meat, though.
Wait. They say that if we put all these accoutrements on it, it makes it even better.
Go for it.
Here we go.
Fuck! Oh. Are you serious?
Oh, wow. I just burnt my
fucking arm. Dude, totally Christer.
How about burnt Christer?
A burnt Christer.
Shit.
Oh, you all right, bro? Put some tongue on it. Put some tongue on it. Hurry.
Just fucking put my arm over it.
Dude, you kid?
Lick it with the tongue.
All right, you ready?
Jesus.
Burnt Christer.
Christner Oni.
Why don't we just eat your arm? It sounds like
that needs a little salt right there, bro.
It does it?
Yep. Just a little bit.
Here, help me.
Get him a lance.
Oh, that's right over here.
That's a big wound on you.
Yeah,
dude, put it in cold water on it, Bert.
No.
That's the first aid.
Do you
have
a little mayonnaise, Michael? Do you want mayonnaise on yours?
I'll have a little mayonnaise.
You know the first aid rule
bread.
Is always put cold water and ice on a burn.
I don't
burn.
Even see any salt.
They say egg yolk.
Huh?
No, cold. Scientifically proven to slow down the cellular activity.
Okay. No, a little bit of horseradish?
Wait, why am I blind?
Right here, Rosie, in this dish. Underneath that, there's a white dish full of salt.
Wait, this, right? Yeah. Here. I was looking for a bottle of fucking salt, not
it's
a bowl
of it.
It's
called a salt shaker.
Okay. We got some.
Oh. Ah.
Some. Do you
I've just been assaulted.
Put a little bit of.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I love this show.
Spanish onion.
Real thin.
Be careful with your hands, dude.
Yeah, don't cut your...
Kreischner your arm.
Don't Kreisch your fingers off.
Onions.
Kreisch test dummies. I love that one. That was a good one. Kreisch
like
test
that?
Dummies.
That yeah.
was good.
Aren't you, wait, aren't you
I don't want any onions.
Aren't you,
I don't want
aren't you related to... I'll put onions on mine. Are you related to... No.
My dad?
No. Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his are cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
It's been 1 week since he looked at me.
7 days since he's...
Didn't they sing...
That's the Kreischer test on yeah.
Did you guys just high five?
Oh, we fist bumped. It's
potatoed.
It's like a high five.
Bro.
Don't forget the bacon. You need the greasy.
This actually looks pretty good.
This does look really good.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day.
Oh.
And I had too much coffee.
Do you get angry?
I get very.
Do you yell at your children?
No, not really.
Your wife?
Mm.
Do you give a fake yell to your kids like a Farley, like I'm not gonna tell you again?
I do. I'm a yeller, but not like a real yeller. I'm like a
old
like a
yeller.
Joke yeller.
Yeah,
dude, you're gonna love this.
I'm gluten free, so but not
tonight. Why don't I cut you a little slice, Harlan?
I would, but I'd swell up. My ankles would puff up like Hillary Kinkle's clankins.
I think I have. Okay. So you're really not going to try this?
I would, but I don't eat meat.
Who has a recipe for food they don't eat?
Well, when I created it, I was a meat eater, and now I'm a vegan, so I don't eat it anymore.
Hey, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Fuck.
It's honestly pretty delicious. That's delicious. It is delicious. It's like it's a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat. Are we not supposed to swallow?
That's what she
said. I wouldn't have even put it in my goddamn mouth, but.
It's not bad. Do you really want to try that?
I can't. Lick your greasy ass, boys.
It's not bad.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
I remember the days when I used to eat it. Wow.
Yeah.
It is good.
It's really greasy.
And assy?
A lot of pickle on mine.
You got a lot of white stuff around your mouth like you're at a Shell Station glory hole. Is there something you... Do we have any napkins?
Mm-mm. The only way to do this is to really get into it.
You got... You're like...
I'm really surprised by this.
What are you doing? I'm gonna throw up. What are you doing? Are you throwing up? I'm gonna throw up if you throw
up. I'm not throwing up!
What are you doing?
I'm not throwing up! I'm throwing up.
I thought
you were throwing up.
You can't talk about that.
See, if you throw up a tongue, it'll just look like you're sticking out your tongue.
I had a piece of fat in my throat.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
You need a Coke?
Don't embarrass me.
Here, try some of my delicious drink and wash it down.
I don't want to die on the show right now.
Our YouTube ratings would be through the fucking roof.
That's true.
Like, holy shit, did you see what happened to Michael Rosenbaum?
Should we recap our recipe, Bert, so people at home can...
Yeah. Tell us what you made us eat.
Today we prepared a dish that I created years ago before I was vegan. It was called Lick My Greasy Ass. The main ingredients are cow tongue, lick, greasy bacon, ass, round steak. You pan fry them, put it on a sour yeast infection bun, and enjoy.
And topped off with a palate cleanser.
Yes.
Which after a little bite of tongue and ass and bacon, really does do the trick.
And if you want to add a little, complete the meal with an appetizer, I recommend a dish I call deep fried assholes, which is really just calamari rings.
Mm, but you know that because they use pig's anuses.
Yeah.
That's what they use. Are you throwing up again?
No.
What is it?
That tongue was too hard. It really was. It was unchewable.
Yeah, I cooked the shit out of some of these tongues.
Yeah, that was like...
The ass looks a little tender still.
I can't believe you won't eat or drink anything you've designed.
I didn't really design these. I don't know where that came from.
It's like Elon Musk not wanting to drive his own car.
Who came up with this?
Elon Musk
drive. What?
No, I won't drive that car, Elon Musk.
It's like Elon Musk driving his own car as opposed to putting it on. He's like, I don't trust the fucking auto driver.
I won't drive that Tesla.
So what do you guys got next coming out? What are you guys doing, working on? You've sold like a ton of projects, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a new podcast.
Yeah.
Called Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum.
How come you don't have video on YouTube for it?
You know, we started the video and then I felt like the guests were getting more intimate. Like we have a lot of celebrity guests like Kristen Bell and they talk about their depression and anxiety and crazy shit and it gets really in depth. So it's like a therapy session for me and people. So Inside Kristen of Bell's You on iTunes.
Kristen Bell's married to Dax Shepard.
Yeah, he was just on last week. Yeah, it was great.
He's got a new podcast too.
Yeah, Armchair Expert.
Yeah.
I just pumped up his show too. Look at that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I haven't heard it, but I haven't heard it.
No,
I haven't heard it.
Maybe. What are you up to?
I'm going to do a podcast, The Harland Highway, and it's just like a chat show type format where you talk to guests and tell stories and, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
Summer fun.
Yeah.
This is fun, man.
This has been a blast.
I really want to do this. I want to make another meal.
What do you want to make?
Oh,
no. Let me see what the
free crab ass.
You guys want to just stick around for the next episode? Hey, you know what we should have done? Let's real quick. Let's put a fried egg on there.
Oh.
I bet a fried egg on there would be good as fuck.
I was really surprised by this sandwich. Maybe because I like meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I used to eat meat, I loved it. I'd have one all the time.
Since when don't you eat meat?
Yeah,
probably
Dave.
At the beginning of this show. So we put an egg on it.
Yeah.
Now we call it lick my greasy ass.
Ostrich ass.
Ostrich ass or something. We have to change the name maybe. How do you crack eggs? Do you do it on the rim or with a knife?
Like this. Chink.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
You ever get eggshells in there?
Yeah, but... I love that you deflected it. You deflected it and breathed it in.
You know what? It was a second choice to think about, do I want to choke because I had food in my mouth or do I want to just blow his belch away? So I just decided not to choke and blow it away.
What's one thing about working in the forest that you miss?
The solitude.
You like that?
Yeah. I like the connection with God. That's what you get in nature, connection with God.
So you believe in God?
Oh, yeah.
I was at the top of a redwood one time, very, very top.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
And I was never been more scared in my entire life.
Wow, what?
I jugged up it.
Yeah.
Where you go do the rope. Mm-hmm. I jugged up to the top and then harnessed in, but I still was, I was holding it so bad I cut the insides of my arms like crazy because all you hear is.
Is it sway?
And it's moving like this. Ah. And it was terrifying to hear all the trees just whistling like. And they'd all move at the same. It freaked me the fuck out.
But I bet it stuck with you, right?
Oh, yeah, stuck with
you. I always say the things that stay with you the most in life are the scariest moments. They're the ones that get your heart going the most. They're the ones that stay with you. And I think that's why a lot of guys do stand-up, because that fear is such a grabber. It embraces you.
What's the scariest
you've ever been? I always say run into the fear.
What's the scariest you've ever been about to go on stage?
A lion. Oh, stage.
Going on stage?
Like where you were like, oh.
My first night, my very first night ever, I was completely petrified, but at the same time, completely full of just joy.
How old were you?
Nosy. No, I was 23.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Working in the forestry scent at the time?
No, I'd already finished that up.
Really?
Yeah, I was working in a mailroom at a police station. And I went up and did my first show.
What was your first joke that worked?
My first joke? My first joke was my grandmother's had so many yeast infections, she pees donuts.
That's your first. That's
yeah. Like a, was it
that's
really?
Like a, that's like a year two joke. That's your first fucking joke.
No, my mother was so fat she eats cereal out of a satellite dish. That was my one of my first jokes.
That's yeah. when all those fat jokes were big.
Yeah, yeah. When they were
my mother's so fat she ate cereal out of a satellite yeah. dish.
That's when people had those giant satellite dishes. Remember, Bert?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, look at this. You oh, yoked this. It up, bro.
Oh, I think I lost some of the. Oh my God, that's stuck to the yolk. I'm gonna do this.
Oh my God, this might.
How many calories do you think one of these sandwiches has?
Oh, under 400. I have a nutritionist.
You are sweating.
I'm no, sweating bad.
I noticed that.
No, I have a nutritionist, and she asked me to take pictures of what I eat and send it to her. And the other day I was out, and I just took a picture of someone else's meal and sent it to her. It's like a salad, good. And I was like murdering a fucking cheeseburger.
Where do you send her lick my greasy ass? That'll probably that get one. Her fired. That's a U2 moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. God, eggs make things so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You really do have that glory hole mouth happening, bro.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you ever been to a Shell station at 2 in the morning, bro, in the bathroom?
Uh-uh.
You will.
I was one of those tongue ones.
Yeah.
I was a sound guy, got all that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Eddie, did you get that, Eddie?
So what do we? How do we wrap this up, Harlan?
I just say enjoy Lick My Greasy Ass. And by the way, it's a great holiday meal to do at Christmas. If you're tired of the Christmas chicken or turkey, try some joyous Yuletide Lick My Greasy Ass. And I say we wrap it up by saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah. Should we sing a Christmas song?
Yeah. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is super insensitive.
Well, I've heard it before.
Oh.
I know, because...
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
No, I can't sing.
Oh. What if you sang as John Malkovich? Would that help you?
No.
Deck
no.
the
halls... The House of with Holly.
That's Christopher Walken.
That's Christopher Walken.
Sing as Christopher Walken.
Tis the season... To be jolly.
Okay, ready? Fa-la-la. 3, 2, 1. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
We, our kids, at our kids' school, they wanted to do a Christmas show. And
just to be clear, so that wasn't the ending?
No, the ending.
Okay.
I keep going. Okay. We'll wrap it up. They wanted to do a Christmas thing, but they couldn't sing Christmas songs because it would be prejudiced.
Racist, yeah.
So they did... Christmas songs, but changed the lyrics to make them Jewish, okay?
So they sang
the 12 nights of Christmas, like, right. You know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
What is it?
A yarmulke and a dreidel tree.
All they did was go through and list items at a deli. They were like,
some gefilte fish.
100%.
3 matzo balls.
4 lick my greasy ass.
A black and white cookie.
A menorah and a dreidel.
And Barbara Streisand.
And he'll take the check.
4 Yentl screaming. 5. Yeah, that'd be good. I don't like that. That's really good.
I'd eaten an edible the night before, and I was still high at the thing, and I was laughing so fucking hard as they went, and I was like, I think this is racist. And they're like, no, it's things in it, because no Jewish person wrote it.
Makes no sense.
You get it, Carnies.
I like that.
All right, so how should we? I haven't really found an end to the show, like a button to tag it and get us out.
What about a Christmas carol?
That's a good idea.
How about...
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Lick my greasy ass.
Merry Christmas.
You're a Jew, right?
No.
Oh. You are now.
Jesus. Jesus Christner. That was fun.
I think we got it, guys. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was fucking great.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was fucking